this is a show that Abby has been working on for quite some while. It's a show about workers, because if it doesn't matter where you go, workers are needed. Down in Texas where I was, it's one of the questions I kept asking people. How are you sitting for work? Oh, we don't have any. Oh, it's defining literally what businesses can and can't do in terms of, there's certain businesses in the Fargo-Moorhead community, for example, that have had to close because they can't find workers. Well, Mike Arntzen is the plant manager slash head coach at Cardinal Glass Paint. Mike, good to have you on News and Views. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
This first off, let's tell them what your company is so they know what the work is.
Yeah, so Cardinal IG is the leading manufacturer of insulating glass for the residential window industry.
Period.
Yep.
I mean, you do a great
job.
In
North America.
Right. Yep. When I told people about this, in fact, I think we've done some business through the years, but the truth of the matter is you've got a reputation out there of quality.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and so it isn't, what we're talking about isn't some startup, Mike, is what I'm getting at.
No. In fact, our company started in 1963 and in St. Louis Park, Minnesota. We had one plant at that time, 12 people. One of those 12 people is Roger O'Shaughnessy, who is still our president and CEO. And since then...
So he believes in the product.
Absolutely. So we've gone from one plant and 12 teammates to 50 plants and almost 10,000 teammates across the country.
Okay. So workers, because that's our focus today, is workers and where you can find those workers. Mike, you and the team over at Cardinal Glass Paint have been doing what you can to find and give people a chance at working. Talk to me about this.
Yeah, so really we hire the best qualified teammates that we're interviewing. That's bottom line. And so we get them in for an interview and we hire the teammates who we believe are going to be the best qualified teammates. And we have a whole process that candidates go through before we decide to let them join our family.
And you have on your team now a lot of new Americans.
Yes.
And how has that taken place? How has that connection worked?
So you mean how did it start?
Right. I mean, how did you get into the communities so that you knew each other and knew that you wanted to be teammates together? Because really it's about community, right? It's about knowing each other.
Yeah. So I'd love to tell you, Joel, that we had this grand scheme and we were going to be really smart. But honestly, we started out hiring the best teammates we could. And it just so happened that there were a fair amount of teammates who were born outside the United States that applied for jobs early on at Cardinal. And before you knew it, we had a diverse team. In fact, I really didn't even notice. We were too busy starting a plant up 25 years ago to really, you know, obviously we noticed every individual that came in, every individual that we hired. All of our teammates are important and have interesting stories, whether they were born in Bowbells, North Dakota, or overseas, right? And so I remember one time we're early on, we were standing at the front desk, kind of in our foyer, and my boss said, "Boy, Mike, we really have a pretty diverse team." And I was like, "Yeah, I got units to get out, but yeah, I guess now that I think about it, yeah, I guess we do." And he said, "Well, I wonder how many of our teammates were born outside the United States." I said, "Well, I have a roster. I'll figure it out." And at that time, it was 65%.
Really?
Yeah, 65% of our team. And this is early on. And now it's about the same. It's 73%. But, you know, we were opening up. We needed to go from having zero teammates to 30 to 90 to, I think we had 180 in the first 6 months that we were operating. And so we were hiring people rapidly, very rapidly. And yeah, it just kind of worked out that way. And we have a great team.
So Mike Arntzen is our guest. He is the plant manager slash, I like the term head coach. You notice he uses the word team with Cardinal Glass Paint. Mike, once you hire, say Abby Miller is my sister, I don't want to use daughter because I already feel old every time I'm around her. But say you hire me and you find out that I'm a good worker, that I'm somebody who shows up every day and does what you ask me to do and works well with others. Are you more apt to hire Abby as my family member?
Absolutely. So that's kind of how this thing snowballed, right?
That's what I was guessing.
Yeah, exactly. So we hire somebody and they say, hey, my uncle needs a job. Can you interview him? Yeah, absolutely. Bring him in. Hey, my cousin needs a job. Hey, my brother needs a job. Hey, my wife wants to work here. Hey, my husband wants to work here. Hey, my dad wants to work here, you know? And so we've over the years had many family groups. Yeah.
But here's the thing, Mike, nobody's going to say I want my brother to work here if they don't like working there.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, I'm not going to say, hey, let's hire my sister Holly, when the truth is I don't want her working there if I'm not happy there.
Yeah. Actually. And it goes the other way too. You don't want Holly working there unless you know she's going to be a good teammate.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Because she's going to be a reflection on you. Right. And so that's why, you know, we really love teammate referrals.
What hurdles, Mike? And by hurdles, I mean culturally, you know, is language a hurdle?
Language can be a challenge, right? Okay. But like any other challenge, it can be surmounted, right? Yeah. And so let me tell you a story about the first teammate that we hired that couldn't speak English. We showed up. Wanted a job, but I couldn't communicate with him. He was a young man named Ali Muhammad from Somalia, and I don't speak Somali, and he didn't speak English. And so he showed up every day. He was at the door when I showed up for work at 5:30 or 6, right? Yep. Every day for like 10 days straight. And at some point I was like, you know what? If this young man shows up wanting a job every day, there's probably a pretty good chance that he's going to show up for work every day, right? And so I thought, how can we do this? Well, hey, I know this other guy. He's from Somalia. He needs a partner in his work area. Let's pair him up, right? And that became really the start of our multilingual master trainer program.
Really?
Yeah. And that's how we do it. We have master trainers that are multilingual. And we know that if we get a teammate in whose English language skills aren't strong, right, then we'll pair them up with, and you can see we have 35 different birth countries at Cardinal IG. There's probably somebody in one of the work areas that can speak that individual's language.
Quality of work?
Awesome. Yeah, great.
Well, you can't keep the reputation you guys have had without quality work.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter anything. If you're going to hire a bad employee and you're going to turn, doesn't matter who you are, what color you are, what language you speak, anything. If you don't turn out a quality product at Cardinal, you're going to get canned.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's why I say we hire the most qualified individuals, regardless of where they were born, regardless of whether they speak English or not, regardless of, you know, we have 35 different birth countries at Cardinal. We have 5 of the 7 continents represented at Cardinal. The only 2 continents we don't have represented are Australia and Antarctica. And nobody
really?
Even lives in Antarctica. Yeah, absolutely. We have all 4 of the world's major religions, plus some religions I was never exposed to until those teammates joined our team. We have, you know, tall people, short people, wide people, skinny people, light people, dark people, all working together towards a common goal.
That was actually one of my questions that I did have to ask, which is, how do all of these different cultures get along in the workplace? You know, because obviously language is a barrier, obviously with some people, you know, they struggle with color. They struggle with, you know, how people choose to live their lives. Does it all meld together like America does, or how does it work?
Yeah, it's just like a little... It's just like a little microcosm of America.
Oh, man. Right. I can see why you're doing well. I can. Mike, stick around. I got more questions. Okay. Absolutely. And I want to bring somebody in who's an expert. Leticia is actually the executive director of the Jeremiah program, Leticia Hellerud. And we're going to get a chance to visit with her and be part of this conversation. If you have a question of these guys, call. You have a comment, call. There's so many employers, I think, that are listening to us right now that are saying, well, wait a second. Why is this working so well for Cardinal, and why haven't we thought about it? Call. I mean, the reason he's here is to not try to make sure he gets all these new employees. The reason he's here is to show that we can grow companies. So all you got to do is ask around about Cardinal IG, and what you're going to find is the word quality is going to come up, and a quality product made by quality people. Mike Arntzen is plant manager, head coach of Cardinal IG. Leticia Mazzaro, I think I got that. Hellerud? Leticia, yes. Good to have you in studio. Thank you for, I know we've scheduled this here, there, wherever, but the Jeremiah Project, we can get into that a little bit later. But you have been a conduit for many new Americans finding employment. In fact, Cardinal IG, it sounds as though, Leticia, you've worked there.
That's where my career started.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, talk to me about this.
Wow. So my family came from Burundi. In the fall of 1998, so September 1998, and I believe that's exactly the year when Cardinal IG was open. And at the time, I had a college degree, 4 years. I had worked for a U.S. organization in two different countries in meat management. I had, I spoke five languages, English. I'm still working on it, but I was, comfortable with English. And I had tried to apply for three different jobs. One, the first one was at a grocery store as a bagger, really, sure. Paper or plastic, and you smile. And I knew I could do that because I had observed people mm-hmm. do that. And I was, I did not get the job. I applied for housekeeping, and I was told I was not qualified. I applied for...
your four-year degree, you weren't qualified.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was told exactly in those terms, you are not qualified, which crushed me. And I applied for a job as a... It was like a meat plant or factory. They have closed since. I think it was... I can't remember, but it was Federal Beef.
Okay.
And someone said nobody gets turned down, from a job at Federal Beef. And they managed to get turned down. So anyway, they said
Nobody
took the chance. And so when I went to Cardinal IG, and I was almost in tears because I had four younger siblings and a son, and I'm like, how am I going to pay the bills? How am I going to make it in this country? And lucky for me, truly, that was a godsend. So Cardinal IG is... I always say that I learned most of my leadership values working night shift at Cardinal IG.
That has to put a smile on your face.
We are so proud of Leticia. I remember when she came and her resume, you should see her resume. It's like, are you kidding me? You want to work in manufacturing and production. And she's, yeah. And I was like, you are way overqualified, but hey, if you want to run a mutton master machine on third shift.
Which I did.
Yep. She did. We're all about it.
I want to tie into the whole family. You talked about your family and making mm-hmm. sure they find jobs. And we're going to take this into the next segment. Mm-hmm. Trust me. But, I guess it plays into exactly, Mike, what you were talking about, which is, if Leticia is a hard worker, clearly her family is more likely going mm-hmm. to be a hard worker, and you took a chance on other family members.
Absolutely.
And I think that's also the strength of Cardinal IG. It's like bring your friend, bring someone you know. And also when you come joining someone that you know, there is that, it helps with integration, mm-hmm. but there is also the pride of I'm not going to let my friend down. But the friend, the employee that you're asking to go find friends also wants to make a good impression. So they're not going to bring people who are not going to work.
Sure. You mentioned that earlier before mm-hmm. Leticia was good enough to come join us. What's the turnover rate?
We've been at between 15 and 20% for the last half a dozen years, I think.
Stick around. I want to talk more about that as well. Sure. Thank you, too. This is great.
Everybody look what's going down.
I got a couple of great folks in here that I'm getting a chance to visit with. Mike Arntzen is the plant manager at Cardinal IG, and I'm going to call him head coach because that's clearly what he was. Leticia Hellerud is with us, and she got her start. Somebody took a chance on Leticia and her family, and that was Cardinal IG. And this conversation, I mean, Leticia, you took family members there.
I did.
Would you have taken family members there if it wasn't a great place to go work?
No.
Exactly.
Because I think as the older sister, I felt like always needing to protect my family. So the only reason why I asked my sister to come and work there, one, was because of how I was being treated. You know, I worked night shift, so that meant 10 to 6 a.m. Maybe the schedule had changed, but then that was the time. And there was no reason why, like, the number one and number two of the plant, like the people who really run the plant, would know my name. And not just my name, but truly take, time to connect and say, you know, so tell me about your family. Tell me, where are you coming from? What did you, you know, like, what did you do before? So truly, you could see that they were genuinely interested in my life, and they were authentic. So I asked my sister. By the way, my sister was done, had completed law school in Burundi and had done, you know, like additional, like 2 years of like specializing in international business law. And here she was. Her English
Nobody
was much
giving
more
her
limited.
A chance.
No. And yeah, she had much more limited English than I did, but very driven young lady. She's now a pharmacist in Arizona.
Wait a second now.
Yes.
She was trained as an attorney.
Yes.
Now she's a pharmacist.
She's a pharmacist because, you know, like ending
she's
up
She's somebody
here.
I'd like to sit next to in school, quite frankly.
Yeah, no, she's truly that kind of driven, driving type of person. And when, so my family was a refugee multiple times. So this time when we were here, she was truly questioning what justice was. You know, here we are. We did not do anything wrong back home, but we were not being able to be protected and stay and work. And almost like thinking, like, I don't want to be in that field. If I, like, what is justice? How? Why am I here in the United States? You know, anyway, why did I watch people murder other people and steal, like, in the country that I had to flee? All those, like, existentialist questions?
Yeah.
Like existence. So basically.
Yes.
That's it. Yeah. Okay. I'm not going to start speaking French here. Okay.
It's so, okay.
Anyway. So, and so she decided to go to school for something else, pure science, something that would translate in any other country if we needed to be kicked out of the U.S., which we prayed we wouldn't. So yeah, talking about people who come here, mm-hmm. very qualified.
Well,
second.
Mike, I keep talking about Cardinal IG, and obviously with people like Leticia, this was it. Somebody took a chance, and you can grow from there. We talked earlier about turnover. You know, turnover at your plant could be a huge sign of success at your plant. I mean, we just spoke about somebody going to work there who's now a pharmacist. We're sitting here in a room talking to somebody who worked there, who there's turnover after she leaves, and she runs the Jeremiah program here. I mean, that can be a huge success.
So our very first teammate of the year back in 2000 when we began the program, our 2000 teammate of the year was a chemical engineer from Benin, and he couldn't be a chemical engineer in the U.S. because, you know, so he had to go back to school. So he worked at Cardinal IG, went back to NDSU, got his civil engineering degree, chemical engineering degree again, and he is out there literally curing cancer. That's what he's working. He's a bioengineer working on
cancer. And he worked with you and your team.
And he ran a cutting table for, I don't know, a few years until he graduated from NDSU. At Cardinal IG, absolutely.
So talk to me about the different nationalities. Talk to me about the different people, because the countries that you read off, this is a melting pot. And some of these countries, when you merely mention their name, Afghanistan, for example, all these flags go up. You know, this, oh my God. Oh, you know, speak to me about that.
Yeah,
some of the stereotypes versus the actual fact.
So until a year ago, this past August, we didn't have any Afghani teammates. And then I heard, or I read in the newspaper, I heard on the radio maybe, Dan Hanaher of Lutheran Immigration Refugee Services talking about the bringing our Afghan coalition partners. You know, when we pulled out of Afghanistan, we pulled as many Afghan coalition partners as we could out of Afghanistan. In fact, 28 came to Fargo. Well, when I found out there would be Afghan coalition partners coming to Fargo, I called Dan and I said, send me to Cardinal IG, every single one of them. I want them all.
You are because good at what you do, man.
When I was deployed to Iraq as a civil affairs tactical team leader, I worked with guys just like this, local nationals who wanted to do good things and help their country rebuild. So I knew what these guys were going to be like, and I was super excited. And today we have 21 of the 28 coalition partners that we brought to Fargo working at Cardinal IG.
Really?
Yeah.
So we all know that when we pulled out of Afghanistan, that it was a mess. You know, that you had all these concerns about people that actually worked with us as a country over there, whether or not they'd be left behind to be murdered, whether or not we could get them here. And of course, states, you know, you're going to take this many, you're going to take that many. And your initial reaction was, I'll take any and more.
Yes, absolutely.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Now, somebody texts in a question, are they citizens of the U.S. or here on work visas?
So really, none of the team, well, actually, we do have two teammates at Cardinal IG today that are here on a work visa. It just so happened we could bring them on board, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most of our teammates that were born overseas came to the United States as refugees. So they come under a different status. And so they're
when
not...
When you come here, Mike, may I jump in?
They can work.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it's not technically a work visa. It's not like one of these visas that you apply for and you get a whole bunch of people that come here from Mexico.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you come here as a refugee, the moment you land here... In U.S., you have authorization to be in the country permanently or indefinitely and to work indefinitely unless, as long as you abide by the law, as long as you, you don't do anything that gets you expelled. But really, that's another conversation of another time, because being a refugee does not, coming here with that refugee status does not mean anyone who come from another country to start a new life here. That is a status that's given after a lengthy period of vetting from the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees to get that refugee status first. And there are some, yeah, so anyway, it's a very technical, but it's a lengthy process that can take up to 10 years. And that's something that happens outside the country where you are resettled, because resettlement is another, it's a component of, you know, like basically finding solutions for refugees, right? So resettlement is if I'm a refugee, I may be asked I may choose to go back to my country if it's safe, okay? Because you're not a refugee in your own country. So I've fled Burundi, I went to Burkina Faso in West Africa. So I may go back to Burundi if it's safe. If it's not safe, the UNHCR will work with the country where you first arrived and be resettled locally. So get some microloans, you know, and if there is a small percentage, less than 1%, I think, that is considered for refugee resettlement in another country. So those are the refugees that you see coming to U.S., going to other European countries. And so that process itself, like you are vetted by the CIA, the FBI, you have to go through some medical screening, mental and physical. So it's very lengthy, but so it's not everyone. So it's different from like what you see at the border.
Sure.
But so anyway.
Mike, has Cardinal IG ever been checked? You know, hiring all these nationalities, you know, has anybody ever come in and said, all right, I want to see if everybody is in this country legally?
No. No, we've never. Yeah. I mean, it's.
But you know what's on people's minds. It's like, mm-hmm. I mean, because it's. Okay, let me give you the reason I asked that question. I was in Dallas over the week leading up to the NDSU football game. I had a chance to meet a man that does roofing in Dallas, and he has done very well for himself, trust me. And I asked him who is up on those roofs, who's doing the work. And he described it to me. And I said, so, and our politics were a little different, to say the least. And I said to him, I go, so why aren't you leading the charge for more people coming into this country to work? What is so wrong if we need workers and people want to come to this country? And he just said, I don't need to know where they're from. I'm like, therein to me lies the problem. This stat sheet that you show me shows that Cardinal IG embraced it and said, look, you're here. I need workers. You're a hard worker. I mean, this is like a blueprint to solve a lot of people's problems, it would seem to me.
Yeah, it seems like a natural solution. I mean, if you're running a business and you need teammates, and there are teammates applying, why? I mean, I don't know why you wouldn't be hiring exceptional candidates, right? But and to Leticia's experience, right? That hotel, that manufacturing company that chose to pass on somebody with a 4-year degree who had experience in banking, in
a supermarket,
working for U.S. agencies overseas, speaking 5 languages.
And your
short teammates, and you're like, oh, no, we're not going to hire you. What the heck is that about? You know what I mean?
I did actually say that my employer, like the headquarters, is Baltimore. So they could have checked my references in Baltimore, which is really rare that, you know, they would have someone like who's, you know, like connected to the U.S. in that way. But they chose not to. So back to that question of like who is working for you, the employer still has the responsibility to check like anyone else, whether you are authorized to work in the United States. So that's the employer's responsibility.
Right.
And there is a process to do that. But why people don't hire like immigrants, actually, I think that this is also, these are conversations that we need to have. It goes back to many reasons. One of them could be your own biases and your lack of maybe education about, you know, like immigrants, about where they're coming from, about why they are here. And so I always say, check your own like biases. What kind of conversations did you grow up, you know, hearing at the dinner table about people who are different? Maybe, you know, Catholics, if you are Lutheran, or like, you know,
right.
like, you know,
absolutely.
So really go back to that.
Like, before you came in, yes. Mike and I were talking about some of that, about the hurdles.
Yes.
And he talked about how someone that was brought spoke no English, and you found someone that could communicate with them as part of your team. And the next thing you knew, it wasn't a problem whatsoever because you're able to communicate.
Yeah.
And I just thought that was the type of solution that people should be looking to in many of these cases. I've got so much, many more, and questions are coming in. Okay, we got a little more time. Leticia is, she heads up the Jeremiah Project now, Leticia Hellerud, and Mike Arntzen is the plant manager / head coach of Cardinal IG, the place where they're taking a chance on and proving to be right about new Americans. Leticia is someone who education sticking out of her ears, and yet they couldn't get a chance, and nobody gave her that chance. And now family members, everyone understand the importance of Cardinal IG and somebody giving you a chance. And that's part of what we're trying to talk about today. The workforce. Who are we missing? What could we use more of? Well, Mike has been willing to come in and tell the story of Cardinal IG. Mike, pay. And pay obviously matters. You know, Are they making the individuals that come work for you, the new Americans, making enough money to sustain themselves to move forward in life?
Oh, I thought you wanted to come out and work at Cardinal IG.
Well, if I get canned here,
I don't know what they pay you here at the radio station.
Believe me.
Yeah, so pay. So if you want to join our, if you want to be a contributing member of our winning team, you're welcome to come out and apply to be a candidate. We start at $19.25 an hour for first shift, $20.25 an hour for second shift, and $21.25 an hour for third shift. Those are new wages going into effect January 1st. So that's where we're at. Those are pretty competitive wages in our market.
And that's just starting.
That's starting. That's right.
Mike, do you still do profit sharing?
Oh, yeah. You have the opportunity to earn up to 52% of your base wage as profit sharing, and we share profits monthly.
So yeah. Has there ever been any problems with all these different cultures being in the same place working together? Has there ever been any problems? The whole you put Catholics and Lutherans in the same room kind of an issue.
So, you know, we have five plant values that our teammates all came together to help develop: family, safety, teamwork, excellence, and respect. And we talk a lot about, well, we talk about all of those values, but I think the one you're leaning towards, the question really is family and respect, right? And we talk about our multicultural team when teammates first start. And sometimes, because people were raised halfway across the world with different cultural norms, you know, maybe somebody from Western Africa and somebody from Eastern Europe get together, and some cultural things are disrespectful, right? So that aren't disrespectful in your culture, right? And so what we talk about is if somebody treats you with disrespect, talk to them at that time, right, about that. Don't wait, right? Don't get insulted. Just talk to them, because you're probably a victim of a misunderstanding or a miscommunication, right? Mm-hmm. And there are some cultural things that, like I said, are disrespectful. And how's that other person supposed to learn that unless we teach them, right?
Unless you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we do our very best not to hire bad people.
I can tell. Mike Ernst and Leticia Ellerud there. We're talking about Cardinal IG. We're talking about giving people a chance at life. We're talking about finding new employees that get the job done. We got a little bit more that we're going to do. Stick around. More coming your way. Quality, and it's you either, you're wrong. It's quite a thrill for me. Leticia Ellerud is with us. She's with the Jeremiah program. Leticia, before we move on and we answer a couple of these questions, tell people what the Jeremiah program is. What is this all about?
So the Jeremiah program is a holistic nonprofit organization that supports single moms who are attending college. So the mission is to disrupt the cycle of poverty two generations at a time. The moms attending college to pursue a career track education, and the children in our on site, supported in our on site child development center to be kindergarten ready by the time they are five.
Okay, right. So acknowledging it.
Yes.
Mike Arntzen is with us yet. Jeremiah program, Leticia, you know, she graduated into that, having gotten the chance from Cardinal IG. But, you know, there's a lot of new people listening to us. Tell people what Cardinal IG is. One more time for me.
So we are North America's leading manufacturer of insulating glass units for the residential window industry. So if you live in a house or an apartment, which most people do, right? If you look at your windows, you probably, unless you live in a very, very old house, have a two-pane insulated glass unit in it, and that is what we manufacture. We manufacture those, and we sell them to companies like Marvin Windows or Minn Kota Windows.
Okay, and then they move them out and get them into your house.
Yep.
Okay. Now I want to talk about, and a question came in from a good friend. This person says some employers likely feel it's convenient, or it isn't convenient, I'm sorry, to have a workforce that brings extra work for the employer. What kind of supports are there for small businesses who might want to hire a few newcomers, but necessarily need to focus on keeping their doors open rather than helping employees acclimate to a new country?
So first, you touched on it. There are a lot of employers that couldn't keep their doors open because they don't have teammates. Well, how inconvenient is that, right? pretty inconvenient, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And Leticia can probably speak to all the different programs that we have in our community that can help employers embrace an immigrant workforce. But I'll tell you what, not much support is needed.
Well, and Tim Mathern, in the news this morning on my drive up, Tim Mathern has introduced two pieces of legislation that deal with a lot of that, not the least of which is working through the Bank of North Dakota so that people can access something where they can, as a small business, you know, find a way to meet this financially in the beginning. But Leticia, talk to people about what programs might be available.
So there are many programs. We live in a really great community. So there are many supports that you can find in the community, whether it's like a language acquisition, whether it's like the basic needs typically are covered by the resettlement agency, whether it's finding a place to live, like supporting the children to attend school, or health needs, figuring out how to establish a primary care provider, all those kind of things that we really need to think about when you immigrate in a new country. So really, it's the fear is not very much founded, in my opinion. So thinking that I can't employ immigrants because they have so many needs is a myth. Because immigrants are very resourceful and very well networked. So we help each other out. It's word of mouth. This is where I work. This is why I work here. Come work with me. Or this is where I get my car fixed. If you need any. Or this is where I get my insurance from. So really, it's very much collectivistic, within the immigrant community, that not much comes to work. So as an employer, even as a small employer, you should not have to worry so much about, the supportive services.
Okay.
And then if you do, you call in someone like me. In my other life, I'm also an intercultural consultant. So helping workplaces and communities build better integrated systems so that we can live more inclusively. So, so you can find consultants to help you just even with a conversation. Where do I start?
So, Mike, when you watch the news, when you sit down at night after a long day and you click on and you see ad after ad of we're looking to hire, if you listen to this family of radio stations, you're going to hear advertisements from people saying, look, we need employees. In their own way, they're going to say it, but a lot of people advertising for workers. And then you see what plays out on our southern border. What goes through your mind? Because to me, those two things conflict a little bit.
So when I saw airplanes being sent from Florida to Martha's Vineyard, or buses being sent from the Mexican border to San Francisco, I'm like, hey, load those buses up, qualify those people to work in the U.S. and send them to Fargo, North Dakota, because we need teammates. It's no joke. We need teammates. If we want to continue to grow our community, we need teammates to grow our economic base.
Mm-hmm. And there are industries out there.
And for people that think that people are being sidelined that live here, if you live here, if you're a native of Fargo, right, and you don't have a job, I just got to question that, right? Because there are tons of opportunities, mm-hmm. right?
So, Go ahead.
If I can, I don't think that the North Dakota economy is going to survive for very long without truly finding a way to tap into the immigration, like workforce or immigrant workforce better. And that's something that's catching the attention of industries, like, you know, something that Mike and Cardinal IG figured out a long time ago. That's something that's now new, like more and more employers and more industries are really, you know, like paying attention to. You'll hear these conversations now through the Chamber of Commerce. You'll hear these conversations really anywhere because, like, we have immigrants who are looking for jobs. We have vacancies that cannot be filled. Something needs to we need to figure out how to make those two connect.
But Leticia, you know, you mentioned the Chamber of Commerce, and I've referenced many times. Shannon Full wrote an article in the Chamber's magazine where she pointed out exactly what you two are saying, right? But it's like, okay, we recognize the problem. Here might be the solution, but in fairness to me, I've promoted the fact that Shannon did that, but to get her here to talk about the plan of how to do that, I mean, that's where the next level of leadership needs to come. The next level of leadership shouldn't be, well, this could help us. It's no, here's how we're going to do it. Yeah. Because when you do that, you're going to get in trouble with some people out there,
yeah,
right? You are, but yeah, you're going to break down some of those barriers. And until you do that, all it is lip service.
You know, yes. And I, you know, worked with Shannon, so I know, you know, she would speak for herself, but I know that she's working on these issues. And as you said, you have to do it the right way. And I think right now they have some grants that it's new, and they are trying to figure out how to translate that into like practice. But I think you will hear more and more of these conversations.
Oh. So every employer out there that's listening to you right now is looking at your model and saying, all right, good, bad, whatever, whether they agree or disagree. If you could give any business out there one bit of advice, just one, what would it be?
So first of all, Cardinal IG is not the only manufacturing business or business in general that are working with immigrants. There's tons out there in Fargo-Moorhead doing the same thing that we're doing at Cardinal IG. But what I'd say is just open your arms. When somebody walks through the door and fills out an application and they look different than you or sound different than you, give them a shot. Give them a chance, right? If on paper and when you visit with them, they sound like they're going to be a good teammate for you, just like somebody that graduated from West Fargo High School, right? Give them a shot. Give them the same shot that you give to that kid from West Fargo High School.
Yeah. You guys are amazing. And more people need to hear that story. There's industries out there that to me, you being willing to sit in here and explain your game plan and show that it works, right? There's other people that need to do that, though.
There's no game plan.
Yeah.
There's no game plan. Well, open your arms.
Your game plan is to form a team.
Yeah.
I mean, here's what I mean by that.
If you want to have a successful business, you better form a team.
Right. But my point is your team can have any member on it. And there are people that don't look at that. They don't, you know, hopefully they heard what you had to say here today, but there are people who have used some of the models, the embracing, and they don't want to talk about it. And I'm going to give you one example, Mike. I am. The dairy industry in this country isn't open about who their workers are, where they're from, and how great of workers they are. They're not. And I've tried to beat down that door. And I'm sorry for calling them out. But it's true. There are people who wouldn't be here if it wasn't for First Americans doing the job.
You know, what I appreciate about Mike is that truly he's very proud of his team members. And you, I guess we always say Cardinal IG, because he's also vocal about, you know, who works there and how well, you know, like they, you know, what how they are doing a great job. So I think you're right,
yeah,
Mike. There are many other employers, but you're the one who.
And believe me, our biggest group at Cardinal IG, we have over 100 folks that were born in the United States, right? Mm-hmm. And they're great teammates.
Yes.
Right.
We're all great teammates, yeah, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But listen, this whole country was founded on immigration, right? Your great-grandfather, I'm guessing based on your name, well, I did a little research. Your great-grandfather came from Germany. Your other great-grandmother came from Sweden, okay? My great-grandfather came from Norway and Finland and Sweden, right? Because they didn't have opportunities where they were. Right. Yep. So they were essentially economic refugees that wanted to seek out a better life in the United States of America. OK, so they came here. Right. They were the ones that didn't feel welcomed. Remember? Right.
Right.
Your great grandfather probably never learned to speak English. I could be speaking out of turn, but, you know, there were many stories about those kids going to school. Right. And they weren't allowed to speak German. They weren't allowed to speak Norwegian. Right. But then they'd go home and their parents didn't want to learn it. Right. Well, you know, so we're a country built on immigrants. What is it? What's so hard to wrap your mind around this? Yeah. You know,
my dad went to live with his grandmother. You know, one of those dad was one of 11. So he was the oldest. When you get to a certain point, gone. You know, eighth grade education, now go work. Find, you know, Grandma Lingen spoke nothing but German. Great Grandma Lingen. Just exactly what you said. She wouldn't let him speak German. He used to tell me that story all the time because that was starting in this next generation. Now, Latifia, how many languages do you speak?
Well, can I count English?
Yes.
Five.
There. I mean, there. Why in the world wouldn't you hire someone like that? Thank you both. If people want to come and be part of your team, where do they go?
Yeah, just you can go to www.cardinalfargo.com or you can come to visit us at 4611 15th Avenue North and fill out an app or you can give us a call at 701-492-0920.
Leticia,
if you want to be a contributing member of a winning team, join our team at Cardinal IG.
Okay.
We have opportunity.
Leticia, if people want to know more about the Jeremiah program, where do they go?
Well, you can go on jeremiahprogram.org or you can call me at give my cell phone, 701-793-5616.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And all this will be podcast as well. So you'll be able to, if you didn't have a pen, check it out on the kfgo.com. Mm-hmm.